CliffCentral.com.
It's a Friday morning, and we're going to check in with George Meany, the CEO of Auto Trader, for a little a look into what is going on in the world and the lifestyle of motoring. And he's here online on Skype this morning. Hey, George.
How's it, Gareth?
What's happening, man?
The traffic tells me that our technical recession is not a problem.
Yeah, what is going on? Yesterday, I couldn't believe how quiet the roads were at 5 this morning. It's chaos again, so I don't know
it's
what's
chaos.
Going on.
I left at the normal time this morning, and the traffic was standing probably about 3 times further than it usually does, and that's when I called CIA. I said, listen, I'm not going to even try and navigate this.
All right, so what do you got for us this morning?
Well, you know probably that it was announced that South Africa is in a technical recession for the first time in 9 years because of the devaluation of the rand, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
And while everybody's doom and gloom a little bit at the moment, this could actually be a benefit to the automotive industry, because we export around 384,000 units in the next year, and exported 340,000 units in the last year.
Wow.
With the devaluation of the rand, that's a good thing for the economy. It's not a bad thing. People seem to always look at all the doom and gloom.
Yeah. Well, tell us, I mean, that's impressive, but you say we export these things straight out. That's profit to us. If we're manufacturing, that's exactly the area we should be involved in.
So exactly. Why
are people talking about this more?
Well, we're trying to. I think there's more negative sentiment than there's positive sentiment. So I'm trying to bring the positive news. BMW, Ford, Isuzu, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Toyota, and Volkswagen all build cars here.
Nice.
And because they build cars here, we export to other countries in the world. In fact, vehicle exports in the last year rose 7.7% in August.
Jeez, that's incredible. What good news.
It's good news. It's not bad news. And then the other thing that's positive in the country, and all off the back of the automotive industry, is that component manufacturers also export. So it's not only about cars. It's also about the components of those cars. As a matter of fact, catalytic converters in South Africa generate 18.7 billion rands worth of value in a year.
That's incredible.
As an export.
What is a catalytic converter again? Talk to me like I'm an idiot.
It takes the harmful gases out of the exhaust or the emissions of the car.
Okay.
And
That's where we use the platinum, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. So there's another benefit, for those who think that the world is coming to an end, and that is there's a unique opportunity at the moment for car buyers. Anybody that's in the market for a car today needs to go out and start having a look at a used car. And the reason is because our data shows that when new car prices increase, used car prices increase about 6 months later. So you have a marker, you have an indicator. So if new car prices increase in the next 2 months by 10%, chances are it's going to take about 6 months for used car prices to catch up.
Okay.
So you've got a 6 month window to actually get into a good priced car.
Ha! Now there's some useful info. Put that one in the financial planning.
Exactly. And the area of the market that's really hurting at the moment from a used car and new car perspective is the upper end cars. Those cars over 500,000 rand. You could get a really, really good high end car for a good price. In the market today, because those are the cars, that's the part of the market that's hurting.
Well, that is useful. So you and I are going to have to talk about that, because I'm sure that there are lots of people who are currently thinking about cars in that area. Maybe next week we should actually have a discussion around what cars we should be looking at. I mean, particular models, makes, years,
all that kind
of thing.
Yeah, George, I want to hear your top 5 picks for less than, like a certain price bracket. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, I'll prepare that. And then next week we can talk about the top 5 and why.
Yeah, this is helpful. People need to know. You've got to save some money somewhere, right?
Exactly. Okay. Another, you know, a couple of tips to tighten your belt is purchase used cars instead of new. Buy down. Often people are passionate about buying a car and you buy with emotion. Buy down. And then the other thing is hang on to your car for another 6 to 12 months. It won't hurt. Nothing's going to change in your life in 6 to 12 months if you just hang on to your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people often, you know, we regard the car as being a part of our personality and extension of our feeling about ourselves. So if you have a car that you don't particularly like, it makes you feel like you're not great.
Exactly. If you're driving, exactly. But another 6 to 12 months won't hurt. And the automotive industry in South Africa contributes about 7% to GDP. So The automotive industry is not going anywhere because South Africans really have to rely on cars because of no transport network.
Correct. Okay.
On to some technology news. Volvo is developing a Volvo 360C. It's a concept at the moment. It's a fully autonomous car, but they want to build this car with no steering wheel, pedals, or dashboard.
How's it going to work?
It's going to be fully autonomous and run, electric car run by the computers on the car. Their vision is to try and disrupt the short-haul flights. So if you've got a one-hour flight to take and you can do a trip overnight, they want to build the car so that it can have a bed in it and you can sleep while you drive overnight and get to your destination the next morning.
Well, that would be cool, especially if you were in, you know, in some country where the roads are good and you don't have to worry about too much in terms of complicated terrain.
Yeah, Europe.
Well, you know, George, do you really think that we're going to be able to trust a car enough to fall asleep and just let the car take you there?
I think it's a long way off, Gareth. Yeah. And the reason is because of the transition of having fully autonomous cars 100% of the road has to happen before that safety takes place. Even if you've got a human being behind a wheel, that human being is going to make mistakes, and the autonomous car might not be able to read all those mistakes. So therefore, the human being has to get out of the car entirely in order for this to work.
Well, I was listening to Elon Musk talking about this the other day, and he also brought up something I hadn't thought about, that all the cars that we currently have are assets, they have value. And it'll take them 20 to 25 years to all come off the road anyway, because why would people just take a perfectly valuable thing and a thing that has, you know, some kind of monetary worth and just remove it from the economy, just take it and put it, you know, throw it away, basically. Yeah. There's no reason for people to do that. So it's going to take 20 to 25 years for us to get all the gasoline and diesel cars off the road anyway.
Yes, exactly. So that has to happen in order for your question to be answered.
Right.
When can it become 100% safe? And that is when the human being is no longer in control.
So we mentioned earlier this morning, I didn't want to pip you to the post, but that VW are going to stop making the Beetle. But do we really care? Ben brought up the fact that this Beetle was the revamped Beetle never really took off. You know, if you look at what Mini. Did Mini made the new Mini something really beautiful, made it something very exciting. It created a brand value there. The new Beetle was shit.
Yeah, but I mean, even the Mini didn't do as well as its predecessor. Mini sales in the country are not where expectations thought they were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So both of those cars that are trying to revive them didn't really work. You've got to go on to new and better things. It's, you know, it's nice to reminisce, but it doesn't always mean that it's fit for purpose for now.
All right. Well, that's useful information. What else did you want to throw in?
Well, lastly, on the Formula One front, this I didn't see coming. Kimi Raikkonen is leaving Ferrari.
There was a lot of noise on the social media this week about that.
So he's a one-time world champion. He won for Ferrari, and he's leaving at the end of this year. So he's going to Alpha to Sauber, and Charles Leclerc, which is a Frenchman, is coming to drive for Ferrari alongside Sebastian Vettel. Now, I don't know. Again, you know, last week we spoke a little bit about Ferrari's strategic moves. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is the best thing that they've done. You know, I get the sense that Vettel's a really good driver, but he makes some stupid mistakes. And now they've chosen somebody that I don't know if he's proven himself. If I was Ferrari, I would have rather gone for somebody like Daniel Ricciardo or even Verstappen. You know, they'll be able to give Vettel a go. And if they can give Vettel a go, the entire Ferrari team wins. I don't know if Leclerc will give him a go.
All right. Controversy.
Controversy.
All right, George. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Good. We'll catch up with you next week.
Cheers, Gareth. Have a good weekend. Good.
Awesome. And don't forget to listen to Auto Central on a Monday on cliffcentral.com live, 9 o'clock. Or you can catch up on the podcasts like you can with everything. Just go to cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.